Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. Academic scholarships are automatically offered to eligible students upon admission, and all Luther students receive some form of financial aid. Luther.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Stafford Rosenbaum, a Wisconsin-based law firm celebrating 145 years of commitment to practical legal solutions in areas such as family law and estate planning. StaffordLaw.com.
So, do black folks have a corner on cool? Or to put it another way, do white folks who hang out with black people have special cachet? Some secret X factor because they're hip enough to cross the racial divide? Well, that's a subject that really gets Damali Ayo going. She says her whole life she's had to play the role of professional black person, the object of curiosity for her white acquaintances. And she's sick of it. So she came up with a new idea. Why not charge for your services, just like a lawyer or a consultant? Become a black person for hire, a rental. Say that white woman's just dying to touch your hair, to feel the kinkiness? Well, sure, but that hair grab will cost her $100. Or your white boss invites you to his party, just to add some diversity. Okay, but he'll need to fork over $200 an hour to have you there. Damali Ayo is a performance artist who has written a book called How to Rent a Negro. She told Steve Paulson she has plenty of experience being the token black person. Just consider the hair grab.
Hair grabbing really starts at a young age and apparently continues on through people's late years. I mean, I've had 70-year-old people come up and grab my hair, much like I've had an 8-year-old come up and grab my hair.
They just grab your hair out of the blue?
Oh, yeah. There was actually an experience I had once where I was at a used bookstore and I was going through the checkout line and the cashier grabbed my hair and was squishing it and telling me how unique and strange it was and how she'd never seen anything like that. And I pulled my hair from her hand, and before I could even say, you know, you really ought not touch people so blatantly, she had picked it up again and was holding it and cooing and going on about it. So, yeah, it's actually a fairly common occurrence in my life. So, and that's why I talk about it in terms of a renting language, because in days of slavery, white people expected black people to serve their needs. In days of renting, white people expect black people to serve their needs. Very similar.
Now, you came out with a website a couple of years ago, rentanegro.com, and now you have the book, How to Rent a Negro. Well, a couple of questions about this. One, the word Negro is just about never used in polite company, certainly not by white people. Why did you use this word?
First of all, I think I would disagree with you that the word is not used by white people. I hear it more often than you might like to think.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard white people refer to me as colored. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But I think given the permission, given the opportunity to use the word Negro, from what I can see, white people seize that opportunity, because since I've done the website and the book, people are using it around me a lot more in a way that for some reason they think it's funny, like, oh, you're the only Negro here. And I think, oh my God, have you lost your mind? You know, like I chose this title for the book because it's completely absurd.
What kind of response have you gotten from your website? Do you ever actually get someone who takes all this seriously and wants to rent a black person?
Sure, I have a bunch of those kind of applications from people who are saying, this is great, I've been looking for a service like this, to other people who are a little bit more timid, you know, saying, wow, my bridge club doesn't think that I understand black people, and I really do. Can you come and help me prove it to them? So, yeah, absolutely.
Would you ever be tempted to go visit that bridge club and play that role or explode that role?
Yeah, you know, when I first drew up the site, my intention was to go out on these rentals and collect a little bit more income than I make as a conceptual artist.
So there really might be some money making here.
Well, that was actually the original intent, was that I was going to go out and make a living. You know, I've been doing this work for so long, I might as well make some money off of it. You know, but then it wasn't long before I got invitations to lynchings and gang rapes. And so I just realized I don't know who's hiding behind a seemingly legitimate rental application, and I wasn't interested in finding out.
Do you get asked certain kinds of questions too? I mean, as if you are the expert on the black race?
Of course. How do you wash your hair? Do you actually get tan? Maybe you get lighter in the sun. oh, you love gospel music and soul food, don't you? Or can you teach me how to dance or make fried chicken? You know, pick the latest incident of crime that involved a black person, and white people will always ask me, how do you feel about that? You know, or what are people saying about that? Meaning, what are your people saying about that?
Now, can you give me some other scenarios that you've laid out? For instance, let's take the executive lunch. The white person, the business person who wants to be accompanied by a black person because it's going to look good. It's going to suggest more diversity or something like that. How might that scenario play out?
Mm-hmm. Well, this happens in offices, I'm sure, all around the country all the time, and it happened to me. A person in my office, in this case it was my boss, came in and said, hey, do you want to go out to lunch? Let me take you out to lunch. So we, you know, actually started to get into pretty nice tradition of going out to the Italian American Club where they had this fantastic calamari with spicy marinara sauce. And after about a year and I was leaving the job, my boss told me that he brought me to that place because he knew I would be the only black person there and it would really turn heads and shake things up.
Your boss told you that?
Yeah, we had a good relationship, and I'm sure he thought it was funny. I mean, and that's what's interesting. I think a lot of white people are doing this stuff thinking that either they have the best of intentions or they're just, you know, it's just harmless fun. And the truth is it's not. It's absurd and it's degrading. And this book is here to say there's another way you can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just play that out for a moment. Suppose that black people were compensated for this, as you're saying they should be. Let's take the executive lunch. You know, the person is brought along because it's going to look good. It's going to turn heads in the restaurant. How much should that rental get paid for that service?
Well, here's the what-if scenario played out. So if my boss comes in and says, hey, Damali, I want to take you out to the Italian club for lunch because I know it'll just be a hoot. And everybody's going to stare at us because you'll be the only black person there. It'll be fun. Are you in? And so then what happens for me is I have a choice, right? Because I've been informed up front about what is going on. And so I have this great option to say yes or no. How wonderful is that? And that is an option that black people have been missing historically in this country. And then, you know, based on what I believe that service is worth, and I'm sure it would have to be appropriately priced on geography and the demographics of the region, because in some regions that might be a more risky proposal than others, I could offer a price. And then this other person, again, has the choice to accept or decline. And then we can go into the lunch with expectations completely clear, with a wonderful contract, and we both get something out of it.
So that would be preferable. I mean, everyone lay their cards out on the table, be very upfront what each side wants, and then it's sort of a more honest situation.
Honesty is something I value so much, and I think that this is an important step to take. This might not be the most ideal way to handle diversity in our world, but it certainly is better than what we're doing.
Damali Ayo is a performance artist in Portland, Oregon. Her book, How to Rent a Negro, is a spin-off of her website, rentanegro.com. She spoke with Steve Paulson.